This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
Yeah, I love DIY. I love doing it, and I love building things, and I'm competent and confident in my abilities to do it. But this was a brand new beast to me. Look, I've put down decks, but doing it this way with the plastic pedestals, the aluminium joists, was a real challenge.
It's a lot of people in the sector here, in the measuring sector, are doing their best to try and offset as many price increases as possible. But this is a global situation. It's not just an Irish situation or even a UK situation. The Americans are taking, as I said to you, a lot of product and so are the Chinese. And that is really causing a lot of problems and is putting a lot of pressure on pricing.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
Coming up, we'll be chatting to Today FM's Dave Moore about his recent outdoor living project and finding out if he can give MacGyver a run for his money with his construction skills. Plus, Chadwick category director Pat Moore talks to us about the industry post-lockdown, supply issues and the upcoming summer season. And if you have a joke that everyone needs to hear, you can send it to us on voice note on WhatsApp and you'll find our number in the show description. I'm Aidan, he's Fred, and for many, lockdown has brought about the opportunity to learn new skills. Fred, did you discover any hidden talents, good or bad, about yourself over this past year?
Aidan, really good skill. I surprised myself this lockdown. I painted two rooms.
So what, have you painted the Sistine Chapel in your gaff?
Not so much. No. It's more Van Gogh now. It's more abstract, I'd say, to tell you the truth.
Does that mean there's patches on the wall?
You call them patches. I call them art. But yeah, it is. Lots of patches.
Good man, Fred. Well, on this week's podcast, we are looking at outdoor living projects. Here is Chadwick's customer, Nikki McEntee, who's from Mullingar. And she's going to tell us about a pergola she recently completed in her back garden in a very unique way.
Hey there. I just wanted to tell you about the DIY that myself and my husband have undertaken in our back garden. A few weeks ago, we were sitting out on Easter Sunday and the day was fabulous and glorious. And there was only one small problem. Our gigantic shed was taking over most of the space and the sunlight in the garden. So we went on, done deal, sold the shed, and we were left with this blank canvas of concrete. So we got a carpenter to come in and he built us a pergola, I think I'm saying it right. And that was beautiful. We painted it charcoal and then we were left with this concrete floor and we couldn't afford to get decking or tiles. So I got stencils and masonry paint and I stenciled Moroccan style tiles onto the ground and the transformation was fabulous. But my back, my shoulders, every part of my body was aching because I was literally down on my hands and knees painting it all. But when you look at the photographs and you're sitting out there now enjoying a nice glass of cool white wine in the evenings, it's well worth it. So just thought I'd let you know my little DIY. Thanks. This is Nikki.
That's great stuff, Nikki. If you look at the podcast picture on your screen right now, you can see just how good Nikki's handiwork is. How impressed are you, Fred?
I was so impressed by it. Like the detail with each tile, it's so fantastic. And do you know what? I'd love to be there myself. It reminds me of being on holiday. It's just that white, beautiful tile that you do see. Do you know, she's created a stage for herself as well. You could have string quartets there. You could have garden speeches. You could have a gig. I might even come over myself. I haven't gigged in Mullingar yet, so there's an opportunity there if you want me. Thank you.
Nikki's very own stage. It really is impressive. The stenciling is not only a novel and clever way to do it, but obviously a cheaper way than buying Moroccan tiles.
I can feel the heat of a holiday even looking at them. I'd love to walk along them on my bare feet and feel like I'm on holidays. Now, granted, she does live in Mullingar, so there won't be much heat from the tiles, but I can imagine that once I'm walking along it.
Fred in his bare feet, picturing himself in Mullingar or Marrakesh, perhaps. Well, if you have a construction project you want to share with us, you can get in touch. Our contact details are in the podcast description. Now, Fred, when it comes to the back garden, you don't have a shed, right?
No, I don't have a shed and I need to make one as quick as I can because I need a bit of headspace. I need my own time and I've got three main things that I'm going to have in my shed.
Okay, so...
The first thing is, Aidan, it needs to be soundproof, right? And that's not just because I want to be sitting in silence. It's because I don't want my neighbours or my family knowing that I'm a big Take That fan. Keep that to myself. Yeah, I want a pool table as well because I think paint pool is great. And I don't know, because I live so far out at the moment, if I will have many friends to call over and play pool with me. So I might just have a pool table with the same colours for one set of balls.
Okay, this is getting sadder. What's your third thing, Fred?
I really want a lawnmower, because the only time I get to sit down, yet I'm still working.
You feel like a man on the job. Even if you're half asleep. Right. So you want the proper lawnmower. You want the ride on.
Exactly. A great lawnmower with a nice CD rack as well. Nice CD, so I can play my Take That Greatest Hits while I'm mowing the lawn as well.
All right, Fred. Well, thank you for sharing. I do really hope you break out the communion money and get that shed someday. Now, if you are looking for ideas for a customer's back garden, you can take a look at Chadwick's 2021 Outdoor Living Brochure. There are loads of great ideas in there. No cardboard cutouts of Fred or Gary Barlow, though.
Under construction with Chadwick's. Over 40 stores nationwide, so we're always local.
And now he's a master builder that loves any opportunity to crack out the right tool for the job. It's radio's answer to MacGyver. It's Today FM's Dave Moore. Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Dave. Thanks very much for having me, guys. Good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure. We've been ogling over your deck picks on social media recently. You are a fan of posting many.
Yeah, I'll just make sure you pronounce that correctly. I did get accused when I came back into work after the weekend of building it that, like, hey, stop sending me deck pics. you've got to be careful. But yeah, it's worked out really well. It's something that needed upgrading, and with my partnership with Chadwick's, I was able to do it, and it worked out great, I have to say.
So was it a lockdown idea, Dave? Was it something to... said it's the time to do it?
Do you know what? It's one of those things that's been on our minds for a while. We certainly did a lot of upgrades during the lockdown, and kind of certainly the first lockdown, Fred, where, like, we knew we were spending a lot of time at home, and we knew that we were aware we were experiencing unbelievable weather. If you remember the first lockdown, it was absolutely ridiculous.
Unreal.
So what we decided to do was do bits and pieces in the garden. We bought some furniture, we kind of, you know, planted some stuff and moved things around, and I had done some stuff in the garden before. I'd built a playroom and a shed and all that kind of stuff. So it was like, what do we need to do? And one of the things my wife always wanted was to roof the decking area. So we live near the sea, we've got a lovely west facing garden, and so from that point of view, we're really lucky in the way that it can get the sun all day. So she didn't want to, you know, cover the decking in something that would make the area dark. So we came up with this idea of using clear polycarbonate, and we roofed that back in November. I did that. Just to give you an idea, there are 4 sheets of polycarbonate up on the roof, and each one of them weighs 75 kilos. So it's a sizable piece of work to get them up there and for them to stay there. And then it was like, when we came to do the deck, it was like, well, why the hell have I just put a 400 kilo deck or a 400 kilo roof on our deck, and now I have to try and rebuild the deck underneath it? So it presented a fair few challenges, but it got done with a bit of bodging here and there, and all of a sudden we're finished.
So how much of the project that has turned out so beautifully, how much of it was your mind, but also your hands at work, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of both, Aidan, I'll be honest with you. And the way I did it was, there's a couple of ways you can build any deck. Like, traditionally, you'd know that you build a subframe and you run the boards across the subframe, your deck is done, right? Then you can decide you want to put up handrails or, you know, whatever you want, steps and whatever. The composite decking is, I suppose, the genius of it is that, A, it's made from recycled materials, so you're doing your bit there, but it also requires almost no looking after. Like, one of the things about having a softwood deck is you're constantly, maybe not every year, but certainly every 2 years, you're sanding it, you're varnishing it, you're painting it, doing whatever. There's upkeep involved, and the composite kind of removes that, because the material is just... it's designed to kind of stay true to what it is when you put it down for a long time. But the consideration I had to make in my brain beforehand was, do I put a composite top, like composite boards, down on either the existing or a new subframe? Because obviously with an old deck like we had, I put that one there about 15 years ago, so it's been a long time since I'd seen underneath it. But I just decided in the end I'd love to put it down on top of a more permanent base so that the subframe didn't outlive, or sorry, that the boards didn't outlive the subframe, and I ended up having to take them all up, rebuilding a subframe in 10 years and putting the boards back down. So I went with the plastic pedestals and aluminium joists model, which I'll be honest with you required a lot of brain power, Aidan. It is not the first time you do it, there's a lot to get your head around, but once it's done, like, I could knock up a composite deck that way now, you know, in half the time it took me to do the first one, if that makes sense.
So Dave, how much advice, how much help did you get from Chadwicks? Because you clearly know, you know what you want, and you know a lot about what you're talking about right now. How much of a help were Chadwicks?
Huge, because I'll be honest with you, Aidan, yeah, you're right in the sense that I'm competent at I love DIY, I love doing it, and I love, you know, building things, and I'm competent and confident in my abilities to do it. But this was a brand new beast to me. Look, I've put down decks, like that, putting a deck down isn't something I would class as particularly difficult, but doing it this way with the plastic pedestals, the aluminium joists, was a real challenge. And thankfully I was able to call Chadwicks not just kind of during the actual construction phase, but beforehand, get advice on, you know, how do these things work, you know, what are the potential pitfalls or the little bits of knowledge that you really need to know before you go into this. And I was able to do that, talk to Chadwicks and actually the group as well who supply the decking, White River Group up in County Louth, and they were great as well. So between the two of them, I kind of felt going in like I knew, even though I'd never done it, I knew what I was facing into. And then it was simply a case of, you know, the practicalities of actually doing it. And I did a couple of times have to ring, you know, and ask questions or look for, you know, another piece of equipment or another piece of materials that I just didn't foresee at the beginning that would make all the difference if I got it. And as always, Chadwicks and Sam Hoyer were able to come through with all that kind of stuff when I needed it. So, it was great to be able to call on them and get the advice I needed, and also the kind of the practicality of the actual materials and tools as well.
Did you get any good jokes for your brilliant radio segment?
Do you know what? I actually rang at one point on the Saturday when I was waiting on a delivery, and I rang to check something, and I got put through to the lads kind of in the warehousing area, whatever. And like, as far as I was concerned, they were just putting through a customer. They wouldn't know who Dave in Portmarnock was compared to anyone else. So I was chatting away to a lad, and then he went, "Here, before you go." I was like, "Yeah." And he went, and he told me the crudest, most unbroadcastable joke ever, and goes, "Put that out in your bad jokes." And the phone, and I was laughing for the rest of the project at how hilarious it was, but I can't even say it here on this podcast, so
that's a shame. That's our loss. But
yeah, I'm afraid
good to know
so.
The customer service keep you laughing. So job complete, mission complete, an amazing job. Have you any more projects up your sleeve, Dave?
Yes, I have a few, actually. I mentioned that I built a kind of an outdoor room, a playroom for the kids with a shed attached onto it in my own back garden. And I need another one, but I don't have the room in my own back garden. So I'm going to build another one in my mother's back garden, who's very kindly allowed me to take up some of the free space in her back garden. So I'll do that. I also, my wife is an artist, and I'm going to be upgrading her studio. It's kind of, she kind of, the room was done, and then she decided to be an artist, so it wasn't kind of purpose built for her. So I'm going to take that room and just do it out, lay it out in a better way, and just make it a whole lot more beautiful and nice place to be. And then there's a big one coming. I don't know when I'll get to do this, but I want to move an internal wall in the house. Which is
you're getting brave.
Yeah, I'm getting very brave, but that will require all new flooring. Our whole downstairs is one wooden floor. It flows from like the hall through to the sitting room, then out into the kitchen, diner, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a big job to refloor all that, but I do want to do that.
Dave, that's all so impressive. Now, you're Jen for joining us, but you are staying with us because our pod quiz is coming up. So Dave, for now, thank you. We'll chat to you in a few minutes.
Cheers, Fred. Cheers, Aidan.
Under construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, each and every week on the podcast, we are looking for your jokes. You can get in touch and send us a voice note with your favourite one on our WhatsApp number, which you'll find in the show description. And for our inaugural joke of the week, it's coming to us courtesy of John Flynn. John is a carpenter from Dublin, but let's see if he's wooden or not. Take it away, John.
So David is sitting at home and he gets a text message. The text message reads, "Hi Dave, this is Frank. I've got a confession to make. I've been messing around with your wife for the last 2 to 3 weeks. I'm really sorry. I'll be over in an hour and we'll have a chat about it. We'll see what we can do." Well, Dave gets very, very angry. And Dave gets a gun. And Dave walks over and he shoots his wife. And while Dave is standing there, the text message comes in again. "Hi, Dave. Sorry. Autocorrect. I meant Wi-Fi."
Wow. John, I didn't know where you were going with that, and I didn't expect that ending. Fred, you're the comedian. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been doing comedy now 15 years, and I didn't see that one coming at the end. I didn't see it coming at all.
Did you not?
No. It was like affairs and Wi-Fi. I never would have put the two of them together. I'd say great delivery. Nice and quick as well. He got in there nice and quick. He didn't hang around too long to get to the punchline. And he wasn't afraid. It was quite dark. Surprisingly dark, but still worked. So I'd give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, so each week Fred is going to rate our joke of the week. Whoever is top of the leaderboard will win their tool of dreams. We need a jingle for that, Fred. We need a tool of dreams. That is when you go into the Chadwick store, that thing you have wanted all your life. The tool of dreams will be yours if you are top of Fred Cook's leaderboard with your joke of the week. So, John Flynn, congratulations being our first entrant. You are currently top of the leaderboard with a score of
6.5.
6.5, not a bad start. If you would like your joke to be featured on the podcast, remember you can send it to us by voice note on WhatsApp and you will get the number in the show description and you could be on the next episode of Under Construction with Chadwicks.
Trade talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Now joining us is Pat Moore. Pat is Chadwicks Group Category Director with full purchasing responsibility. So, Pat, first things first, the burning question is, are you any relation to Today FM's Dave Moore?
No, I'm not at all relation. He'll be glad to hear, I'd say, more so than me. I dropped into one of his Instagram live shows last week by pure accident. So I'd say that's where this came from. But no relation.
No relation. All right. Well, Pat, as I said, you're Chadwicks Group Category Director. That gives you full purchasing responsibility. So does that mean everything we see on the shelves and the aisles in Chadwicks, you're responsible for it being there?
I'd love to say it is my responsibility, Aidan, but it's not. I'm surrounded by a team of colleagues, both here in the support office and in the branches, who are responsible for making sure the product is on the shelf for our customers. I just pull a few strings and as someone said, look pretty. I don't know about that, but that's what I try my best.
Well, you're a modest man, Pat. Now, look, it's been a very challenging time for everyone in so many different ways. But in the construction industry, as things are cranking up post-lockdown, what are the challenges you're facing?
Well, look, I suppose it's fairly highlighted in the news at the moment. The construction sector is seeing serious issues around material shortages, including timber, steel, insulation and roofing products. So, and the back of that, then there's also a number of price increases coming through, which just makes it out to be the perfect storm, really.
What is the main reason for the supply shortages, Pat?
Well, look, if you look at the different sectors from a timber perspective, we had issues earlier on last year in relation to licensing, and that has caused a problem. While it has been rectified, it still has left a backlog, and that backlog is yet to be cleared up. So that's causing a major problem on the native end. From an import end, Joe Biden's injection of money into the US economy has caused serious problems for Europe. All timber basically is moving from Europe into the US due to the cost of the raw material that they're prepared to pay. Also then from a steel perspective, the Chinese are eating up a lot of material and that's gone in there. I think it's the highest imports in China for many, many years. That causes a problem for Europe and Ireland. And then you've got issues around plastic. So you guys have know it's our plastic piping. The raw material for that has come under pressure because of, believe it or not, a storm in Texas. And again, the Americans are now looking to fill that gap and they're importing a lot of material from Europe to cover that gap.
And as well as that, Pat, of course, we faced a pandemic. We've also had Brexit. We had the Suez Canal blockage. Has that also played its part as well in these shortages?
Yeah, each of those categories that you mentioned have caused a problem, more so with the Chinese situation has come from shortages of containers due to the pandemic and ships not traveling and people not moving. So what that has meant is, say, for this time last year, we would have been paying in the region of $2,500 for a container. You're now paying $15,000 today. And that has put a lot of pressure on product coming out of China into Ireland and the rest of Europe.
Wow, that is a huge increase. So as a result of shortage, prices are going up, and that's having a knock-on effect on the customer, isn't it?
It is. And look, and it's to be fair, and it's not just the Chadwicks position, it's a lot of people in the sector here, in the merchanting sector, are doing their best to try and offset as many price increases as possible. But this is a global situation. It's not just an Irish situation or even a UK situation. The Americans are taking, as I said to you, a lot of product, and so are the Chinese, and that is really causing a lot of problems and is putting a lot of pressure on pricing. So it's a constant challenge for us, and it's a constant challenge for our customers. But we are doing our best to try and offset as much as we can, but we are in unprecedented times.
Indeed. Now, Pat, the Outdoor Living brochure is out and there's a lot of good stuff in it, and there's plenty available, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Look, the Outdoor Living, it's a new brochure for us. It's going very, very well. We featured the new decking. We've composite decking in there and softwood decking. So it's there. We've got a fair bit of stock in the branches. So get in and see the guys there. They look after you. We've also got a super range from Kilsaren on the paving side and walling side. So look, there's a lot to offer in there.
Pat, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. All the best.
No problem.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Now it's time for the pod quiz. This week's guest, Dave Moore from Today FM, is going to play on behalf of a listener for a prize that is, well, fairly unique to say the least. Our Fred Cook will not only compose, but sing a song all about the listener in question. And they can use this for a variety of reasons, including their voicemail. So, Dave Moore, you are playing this week on behalf of Aidan Ryan, who's a plumber from Wicklow. Here's the rules. You've got 1 minute to get 5 questions right. And you'll be maybe delighted to know or scared that all the questions have been set by your other radio half, Mr. Dermot Whelan.
Oh, God.
The saving grace is your questions have a theme and they are all on heavy metal.
He knows nothing about that. What questions is he asking me?
It's time to find out. Fred, you're going to keep score. We're going to stick 60 seconds on the clock. Dave, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question one. When was heavy metal music first developed? Was it A, the late 60s and early 70s, or B, the late 70s and early 80s?
Early 60s, A. Or late 60s, I mean A.
Correct. Name the original lead singer from Iron Maiden.
Oh, the original lead singer. Pass, don't know. Not Bruce Dickinson.
Paul Di'Anno.
Paul, of course.
Question three. Rock You Like a Hurricane from the Scorpions is a song all about a wild night of lovemaking, but did the same song feature in the Justin Timberlake animated offering Trolls World Tour? Did it?
Yes.
Correct. Well done.
Question four. Which famous frontman took over singing duties for a short period of time in AC/DC back in 2016?
I don't know. I know nothing about AC/DC.
Who would fill in? Who would have been the best vocal singer to fill in at the time, because he wasn't in his own band?
Jack Black.
No.
Well, we're well out of time, and we can reveal the answer to that one. And you may kick yourself. It's Axl Rose.
I had no idea. What do I know about rock and roll?
Well, Dave, you got two right, which is quite right.
I apologise to Aidan the plumber, but like, I expected these to be questions about heavy metal. It was all about rock and roll, lads. I'm. Where's my Slayer? Where's my Death? Where's my Slipknot?
Okay, how about we put it all on one question?
Oh my God!
If you get this question right, everything rides on this for Aidan the plumber. Okay.
Okay, Aidan, I'm gonna do it for you.
Dave Moore, after 37 years of recording and performing, which American thrash metal band embarked on their farewell tour in 2018?
Slayer.
Yeah!
Slayer! I was there. I went to all the shows.
I was there, man. Well, you saved it all on that question, and that means that Mr. Aidan Ryan, our plumber, gets a special song performed by Fred.
You've reached the voicemail of Aiden Ryan, so please leave a message and I'll get back given time. I'm the busiest plumber day and night, and somewhere in Wicklow there's a broken pipe, so come on, leave a message.
Nicely done. Dave Moore, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Lads, thank you so much. What a pleasure it's been. Love it.
Under Construction with Chadwicks.
New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you to Dave Moore from Today FM, to Pat Moore from Chadwicks, no relation to Dave, and to you for listening. We'll be back with another podcast next Monday. And to get it automatically, just search Under Construction with Chadwicks wherever you get your podcasts. Fred, it's been fun for the first one. What are your final thoughts?
My final thought is, Aiden, composite decking is the way to go. And I learned that from a DJ.
What will we learn next week? Join us then. From me, Aiden Power, and Fred Cook, see ya.
See ya.
The Under Construction podcast is produced by Dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40 plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks. Let's get it done.